Too little, too late, really, Donal, because what they've done to date is they've treated everybody with contempt, and that's whether it's householders or indeed elected representatives. They've been a faceless body, a body which has shown no concern for practicalities or whether or not people can pay for these charges. It's just, as I said to them, just bulldozed ruthlessly over any concerns that householders have. It's refusing to answer queries on water quality and safety issues. It's putting in meters without ensuring that there's a proper water network in place where leakages don't exist and where everybody has a proper quality of water. Irish Water has treated everybody else with contempt at this stage, and to now be inviting county councillors, for example, to these things, which is called briefings, I think it's quite obvious what they want to do is they think that they can bring county councillors on board. This will lead to councillors assisting them in their PR campaign, but I, for one, certainly don't want to be engaging in that.
Effectively, you're saying you believe that Irish Water want councillors to be, for want of a better term, their cheerleaders.
Well, that's it. They think they're going to organise a PR campaign, and I mean, even at that, we're being invited to travel to Carrick on Shannon. It would be wrong, I think, of county councillors in the face of the widespread boycott which has occurred to date from householders throughout the country for county councillors to be going to these briefings and then coming back from them carrying a message of change your minds, Irish Water is a good thing, everybody sign up.
And you're saying if Irish Water want to really help county councillors and really help you as an elected member representing the Letterkenny area, it should be telling you and outlining what it intends to do to bring the sewage system in Letterkenny in line with EU regulations.
Well, this is a hypocrisy of them, yes, Donal, because Irish Water, before the courts over water safety issues in Letterkenny for the supply serving 19,500 people, and at the same time they're sending out application forms in order that they can charge people for the water. And so if Irish Water want to start doing something, they need to start putting the money in which is needed to sort out these water safety issues and ensure that people have some confidence in what it does. Because in reality, if Irish Water had went out first, sorted out the whole water network throughout the country and the money had been put in, people might have had a different attitude towards these water charges. But at the moment, it's a case of, you know, we'll bill you, we'll worry about everything else later on. And as I've said to them, the attitude to date has been pay up and shut up.